is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Supreme Court of the United States said to be part of the story now to do with the election of 2024. How it will be part of the election, I need help. And Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, senior fellow, is here to help me. Richard teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. Recently, Richard has posted Defining Ideas, the story of one part of the Supreme Court expectation, that is the word immunity. Now, because of the decision by the Supreme Court of Colorado, we have another word to deal with in the election of 2024, and that is the word insurrection. Professor, a very good evening to you. Immunity and insurrection. I begin with the insurrection word because that is part of the expectation in the trial that is now scheduled to begin March 4th, prosecuted by Special Counsel Jack Smith against Donald Trump. That word insurrection is important because it means many things to many people. It's in the 14th Amendment. How so, and what is your expectation of the definition being used in Colorado before the Supreme Court as compared to the definition that we've had heretofore in the 14th Amendment? Good evening to you.
Yeah, well, it's a very tricky question in the eyes of many people. I do not regard it as all that difficult. I think that in order to have an insurrection, it has to be armed, it has to be organized, its objective has to be to displace by force the current kind of government, and that it has to have a kind of an infrastructure. So when I've been doing recent work on the consequences of the Spanish-American War, one of the things that happened is when the United States took over the Philippines, they did not subject it to civilian rule. President McKinley gave information to the Secretary of War, Eliahu Root. He said, you put down this erection, and then we'll talk about building a civil society. And that kind of insurrection, people in the hills like Fidel Castro and so forth, that's what you mean. You're talking here about a bunch of people who wander into the Capitol building. There are a couple of them who have some sort of nasty intents associated with them. They have no arms. They have no leader. It lasts for 3 hours. Most of the people in there were taking selfies and so forth. It's a criminal trespass. But when somebody says you're using force against the power and the authority and legitimacy of a legitimate government, and you call that an insurrection, and every street riot, every action of resisting arrest, all of a sudden becomes a mini insurrection. So I think that definition is completely untenable. The way in which it came out in Colorado was truly bizarre. What happened is there was no detailed examination of the evidence by the trial judge, but she sort of came up with the conclusion that given his bad intention and so forth, that there was not only an insurrection, but that he was leading it. How was he leading it? In the afternoon, he was leading it by watching television and not calling the thing off. And when it gets to the Supreme Court, it's not that they say, look, this is the most momentous decision possible. We're going to have to look at it very closely. They say, well, this is a question of fact, not a question of law. So we give extreme deference to the trial judge, and we will only reverse in the case of clear error. So on the factual determination, there's only one shaky determination by one district court judge. And on the legal issue, what they did is they butchered the analysis of whether or not Trump is an officer of the United States. He is not. He holds an office in the United States, but all officers in the United States are appointed by the president, and so he cannot be amongst them. No elected official could be amongst them. So if you look at the appointments clause, it starts to tell you what the technical words are internal to the document. On the other hand, if you look at that opinion, they don't cite the appointments clause at all or deal with any of the arguments. In fact, there's a huge body of literature out there on both sides of the question, and they cited only one article by Will Bode and Michael Paulson, which I think is deeply flawed on every single possible issue, ignoring everything else. And so you have a single district court judge. Now it's going to go to the Supreme Court judge. And this is perhaps the most fatal decision that you could ever imagine one way or another. If they uphold the Colorado decision, it's necessarily a determination by the highest court in the land on a constitutional basis that the president's engaged in an insurrection, and he'd have to be removed from every ballot in every state at the time when he's probably the odds-on favorite becoming the next president. Talking about interference with democratic processes, the democratic processes that the Democratic Party always puts forward, this is going to create some kind of real insurrection, i.e. popular upset, the likes of which will not happen. So I don't believe that the court will do this. There's a lot of speculation that Neil Gorsuch, who in one particular case said that the court has right to keep somebody off of a primary ballot for the presidency, is going to go along with it. But that was a very different case, John. That was a situation where somebody admitted that he was an alien and wanted to run for president and didn't meet the national citizen requirement. Of course you throw him off. But in this particular case, it's a factual dispute. What's going on here? And the idea that the 14th Amendment is self-executing, which it was in getting rid of slavery. Once it was adopted, slavery was gone, and nobody had to prove it individually. But you have to prove all the fact questions. There's no way this thing could be self-executing. They're going to have to be judicial proceedings everywhere throughout the country. And if you look at the structure of the 14th Amendment, they have a way to get rid of the disqualification from insurrection, which is a vote that takes place in the Congress. And that makes perfectly good sense for appointive offices. It makes no sense for the president because he has to go through the Electoral College. And so what they did, and they were quite wise about it, is they said that all of the electors to the college for president and vice president have to meet the insurrection test. And why is that? Because they're local officials in local state, and they don't want to contaminate the plebe. The president is going to be chosen by a national election. And if you scrub the Electoral College of all of its villains in this case, then the only thing you're going to have is an election done by right-minded people. And so the thing will be fine. And there's no reason whatsoever to throw the president down. All of these structural arguments completely passed by the Colorado court. To describe the opinion as pious, self-righteous is, of course, one thing. To say that it's intellectually a train wreck is another. And unfortunately, the second part of this thing is true. So the Supreme Court, in my view, is going to have to tell Colorado immediately, print two sets of ballots, thank you, for March, and then we can see what's going on. And then when it decides the case, it cannot, in my view, say, oh, we're going to avoid that particular decision because there's some procedural defect. It has to stop this proceedings on the merits right now and say, look, there's no insurrection going on in this case. If you don't like Mr. Trump, and there are many people who certainly do not, and then vote against him in the poll. But I do think that the trope of insurrection is going to lead the Democrats to an impossible position where they're going to be the deniers of democratic choice. At the same time, they call Donald Trump the most anti-democratic president in the world. There's a lot of contest about that. Mr. Biden is highly authoritarian, doesn't care about democratic norms in the slightest. He just wants to get his way. So I do think it's going to be taken up. I do think it's going to be reversed. And this issue has to be taken out of the election. Otherwise, the entire campaign will be a complete ongoing disaster. And we cannot afford that in this kind of perilous time, have those sorts of issues sidetracking us from the major question of what direction does this want the country want to go, which it will voice in the way in which it chooses its president.
The word insurrection is one piece of the puzzle that the Supreme Court and Washington must solve. The other word is immunity. When we come back, what about immunity? Does the former president enjoy that because he was in office at the moment of the January 6th events? Richard Epstein is a senior fellow for the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. I'm John Batchelor.